This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
So just a timeline of events from today. So 7 hours ago, Rakabako tweeted that Andrew Kittredge said, so he spoke to the media 7 hours ago.
Skipper was not at the ballpark.
I'm getting there.
He's doing the timeline.
I'm doing the timeline. It's coming.
My bad. Yeah.
Kittredge said his left knee is feeling better, but he doesn't know when he'll throw again due to the inflammation. Mm. 5 hours later, Brandon Hyde arrived at the ballpark. The game was already in progress. After the game, Brandon Hyde spoke to the media and said Kittredge had an MRI on the left knee. Orioles are getting multiple opinions.
Yeah, see, here's where when you build your team based on best case scenarios instead of worst case scenarios, these unfortunately are the kind of jams you find yourself in. I brought up Kenley Jansen's name on this show a bunch of times.
Yeah.
He's built like a horse. He's been a dependable horse. He has a role and he knows that role. Now, you could tell me he only wants to be a closer. Well, guess what? They've come out publicly and said our closer's not going to pitch consecutive days. They need two closers. They knew they needed two closers all offseason. They waited till the end. They got cheap. They got Kittredge, who's not a closer and has had plenty of setbacks in his career. And then Jansen ends up signing for basically the same money a couple weeks later. So, look, when we originally set this segment up, it was because I wanted to push your buttons about my guys, Dominguez and Soto, and see how you felt about them. Because they're getting rocked. It's early. Doesn't matter. Wind-blown home runs, this and that. They're getting rocked. They don't look good to me. What I've seen of them don't look pretty. And they were fifth and sixth inning guys for the Phillies for a reason. But that was the original backdrop. But now, to have that going on and to know how constricted Felix's role is going to be, although it's obviously awesome to have him back, and then the insurance policy ain't going to be... I'm going on a limb. Kittredge's not going to be in the opening day roster. And now we're not sure Gunnar Henderson is either.
We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Well, even prior to this Kittredge news, I always anticipated that Dominguez was going to be that number two closer. Picking up the $8 million option to begin the offseason. Not saying that that's the right move. I would have loved to see them get legit closer insurance, but this doesn't really change my opinion of how they were going to operate the ninth inning when Felix is unavailable.
But to Jason's point, it's kind of a fool's errand to set it up this way.
Well, no,
I was amongst Jason, me, like, get a guy with closer's experience because you knew this guy can't close every day, at least early. Get a guy who knows what he's doing. Kenley Jansen was sitting out there forever. It just didn't make much sense.
Closed in the division.
Yes.
Closed in all these ballparks that are quirky and weird and tough. Maybe it means nothing. In two innings, Dominguez has given up three home runs and five hits, and they ain't been cheapies. Now, it's early, this or that. But that's the second most important pitcher in their bullpen.
Yeah.
It's concerning. It's concerning. And we saw...
I'll say this.
Because everybody's been telling me all offseason the bullpen's going to be one of the best in baseball. That's all I keep hearing. Bullpen's going to be the strength of this team. I'm not so sure about Cino Perez well.
Maybe I'm the bozo, but I do like Dominguez if he's the setup guy.
Yeah,
I don't like him as the closer.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's not. He's getting hit so far. But again, it is early. It's a small sample. But I could be the naive one.
I don't think Gregory Soto is going to make it through the season.
You love that guy.
I think by this year's trade deadline, Soto's DFA.
He's this year's Kimbrel.
Yeah. Well, the other issue that they're going to run into is this year you just don't have many guys that you can option in this bullpen, where it's Felix, Cano, and Keegan Aiken. Those are the only guys right now in the projected bullpen that have options.
We'll see how Danny Colon pitches, because they didn't want any part of that, even though he came cheaper than a lot of these other guys. So
they think he's broken. They thought it's obvious. They think he's broken.
But they also didn't know how to handle Tyler Wells. No. They didn't know how to handle Kyle Bradish. We'll see about Grayson Rodriguez. So maybe they're not the experts at understanding.
Oh, they could be
pitching,
dead wrong.
Pitching medicals and pitching projectables. I don't know. But I'll tell you this right now. No Kittredge. What that tells me is Dominguez is the co-closer,
sure.
So get ready for that. And who do you think's in the Dominguez role? I think it's Brian Baker.
Brian Baker, absolutely. Brian Baker.
Because they love his, he's got strikeout stuff.
And same small sample.
And he's got no options.
He looks great this spring.
Yeah, and he looks great. Yeah. And they love him.
Yes.
So that's the bullpen everybody's gushing about.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably what it's going to look like opening day.
Yeah, Brian Baker is definitely he's going to find a way on this baseball team.
Oh, he's not going to be a mop-up.
No, because he can strike you out.
Yes.
And then he'll be moonwalking off the mound until he gives up a bomb. Then he'll be moonwalking his way to DFAville. But
you never want to go to DFAville.
No, he'll be heading there at some point. It's just a matter of time. Hey, coming up next, the good news continues. All the young dudes, we have an update on Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberg. Westberg news isn't bad, but Gunner, it's ominous. We'll explain next year on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.